Okay, here we go.
The Savior above in wonderful love came down to this world to die.
Chronicles 7:14. And the hymn is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land.
这首歌呢，我们可能也没怎么唱过，以前可能也可能唱过，这是从历代记下的第七章第四节至今引用下来的。这几经文说，这称为我名下子民，若是谦卑自己祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
That's the promise of God to Solomon at the time of the dedication of the temple. And it's true down through all the ages. We're going to sing. How many have sung it before?
所以这个事呢，就是说是神的，他的应许，他的应许呢，就是让那个所罗门年代，他呢在圣殿里奉献的时候呢，对他们来说，是实用的。但是一直下来的也是对我们的。你们有几个人以前唱过这首歌呢？
Okay, I guess we're all going to learn it.
我认为我们都要来学。
Of scripture. If you memorize that chorus or that hymn, you will memorize scripture. That's what the words are. You can read them from the screen or you can read them from your Bible. They're going to be the same.
所以这个呢，有几件事要记住。第一个呢，就是说是这一首歌呢，它是完全摘自那个圣经里的经文，是历代志下的第七章第十四节。你可以看那个大屏幕上的，你同样呢，也可以看你的圣经，它是一模一样的。The
other thing is that the range in this hymn is very, very wide. It starts very low. It goes up very high. You've got to stretch yourself to go down and to go up. It's good to expand your range in the singer.
另外一个呢，就是说是这个那个音域呢非常的宽，它呢就开始的时候那个音域呢非常低，那么说呢，然后呢拉长到一个非常高音的区域。如果你的那个音域很宽广的话呢，你可以调整一下你的音域来唱这首歌。
All right, we'll sing it again, then I'll tell you another story, and then we'll sing it again. I first heard it many years ago, and there were many people in the United States who said, this should be our hymn for the year. We should all the Christians should be singing this hymn all year. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I don't even know it. So I listened to it a couple of times. And since then, I've said, Lord, this is what we've got to do. We've got to pray that the Lord will bless his land. So it's a good hymn for New Year's Day. One more time.
今年是马年。马年呢，所以呢，这个就是说是，当我第一次听到这首歌的时候，我是在美国，在美国的时候呢，他们说呢，这是我们一年要唱的这首歌，这是对我们国家呢有意义的一首歌。我听到这个以后呢，我说好吧，我也要来唱这首歌。然后我把这歌词一看呢，我说呢，其实对所有的基督徒呢都是有好处的，我们都要去祷告，要去那个求神。他们说呢，这他就会医治我们的地，所以呢，这个就是。我们再唱一遍。
Okay, one more time. You're learning it. We'll sing it again.
If my people
This is normal. Amen.
So the question is, to whom does this verse apply?
现在问题是呢，这个经文可以应用到谁的身上？
Is it to individuals?
是对个人吗？
Is it to families?
是对家庭？
Or churches?
或者是教会？
But mostly it's to countries.
但是呢，最有可能是对国家。
It would be to the whole world.
它呢就是针对整个国家。
It's a marvelous verse. I believe it is true individually. You turn to the Lord, He'll heal you.
所以这个呢就是非常奇妙的。我认为呢，对个人来说呢，你要转向主的话呢，他会治愈你。
But Canada needs this.
加拿大需要这个。
The United States needs this.
美国需要这个。
China needs it.
中国需要。
And the rest of the world needs it.
世界各地都需要。
So it's a beautiful, beautiful hymn. It's a lovely tune, and it's beautiful words, and it's a great promise of God.
所以是个非常非常美的一首歌，那个旋律呢非常的美，词也非常美，而且这是神的应许。
So let's pray, and then we'll have a little time to ponder the verse.
所以我们现在祷告, 然后我们花点时间来, 默想这些经文。
Lord, there are some promises in the Bible that are so great that we almost wonder whether they're true.
所以主啊, 在圣经里有很多这样的应许, 那就是说是非常非常的美, 所以呢, 我们就是有时候觉得呢, 这个到底是不是真的呢?
This is a wonderful promise, Lord, but you know that our needs are very, very great in Canada right now.
所以主啊, 这是个奇妙的应许, 但是您知道呢, 在我们加拿大的这个国家, 那需要的非常非常的大。
Lord, we thank you for the promises of God. Help us to understand this promise, and then by the grace of God, help us to live it.
所以主要我们感谢呢,就是说神的这样的应许呢,帮助我们去理解这样的应许呢,借着神的恩典,让我们活出这样的应许。
We ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些都是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
So the question is, is everything in the world okay?
所以呢,就是现在问题是呢,就是说在这里面的每一个词呢,都没事吗?
And the answer is no, there are big problems in the world.
所以呢,答案是不是的,在世界上呢,有大很多问题。
So my good friend Vic told me this morning.
对,我的好朋友老王告诉我这个故事今天早上。
That in China, real estate prices
在中国呢,那个房地产的价格
have gone down.
就在往下降。
How's that leave a lot of people?
所以这个呢,让,把很多人带到哪里去?
Oh boy, you see, that's pretty serious.
你说,这个呢,就非常的严重。
When real estate prices are going up, what do people do?
那个房地产往上升的时候,人们做什么?
Well, they borrow money so that they can buy more real estate.
所以他们借钱,这样呢,可以买更多的房产。
And then when prices go down, but they bought all this money, they borrowed all this money, and the prices go down, they say, I got a problem.
但是呢,就是当那个房地产价格往下降的时候,那他们在这里呢,借了好多钱,他们说,我有麻烦了。
I owe more for my property than the property is worth.
所以我欠的债呢,比那个我拥有的这个房地产的价值呢,更高。
If I sell it, I still got a problem.
我如果卖了,我的问题还在那里。
What's going on in Canada?
加拿大发生什么呢?
Well, the President of the United States doesn't like Canadians anymore.
所以呢,就是说是在那个美国的那样的价格呢,跟加拿大的不再那么相似了。
And so, our Prime Minister and the President of the United States used to be like this.
所以呢,我们的就是说总理和美国总统呢,身上怼起来了。
And now instead of being together, they're apart.
所以呢,本来应该能联合起来,但是他们却分开了。
And we don't know what's going to happen to the economy in Canada, but the President of the United States doesn't want to help us anymore.
所以我们不知道在加拿大到底会发生什么,但是在美国的总统呢,不再想帮助我们了。
We could have huge problems, many of these problems, just beginning in the last few days.
因为我们可以,我们会有巨大的麻烦,很多这样的麻烦呢,仅仅从几天之前才刚刚开始。
Well, that's on the economic front.
所以这就是说是经济方面。
Is that very important?
这个非常重要吗?
Well, not really. It's only money.
所以并没有那么重要,只是钱的问题。
What about the morals problem?
所以道德问题怎么办?
Many people in the world today say that sin should not be punished.
因为当今世界很多人说呢,罪不应该得到惩罚。
And so people are encouraged to keep on sinning.
所以呢,他们得到这样的鼓励以后呢,一直犯罪。
I think in California, you can steal from the corner store. You won't get into trouble unless you steal more than $1,000.
我认为在加州呢，就是说你从街角的那个小店里，你可以随便偷东西。如果说呢，你偷的东西超不过1000块钱，你不会有麻烦。
I've never seen anything like it. When I went to university, I studied economics.
所以我从来没有碰到这个事，这样的事在我人生里。当我上大学的时候呢，我学的是经济。
And all kinds of people were making lots of money.
所以呢，很多类型的人呢，都赚了很多钱。
But now, all kinds of retail stores are going bankrupt.
所以呢，让现在呢，很多零售商店呢，都破产了。
And what used to be stable is now confusion.
所以呢，本来应该是很稳定的事情，现在一片混乱。
Mainly because people are no longer obeying the laws, they're fighting laws, they're doing what they want, they're too lazy to go to work.
所以呢，主要原因是呢，人们呢不再去遵守律法了，他们反对律法，然后呢，他们太懒惰，不愿意去工作。
And so I probably told you the joke about the people who went out on Halloween.
那个有可能跟大家讲个这个，在那个万圣节的时候呢，人们出去的那个笑话。
And they went, on Halloween, the children go from house to house, they say trick or treat, and the people in the house give them candy.
因为就是说，在万圣节的时候呢，孩子们从一家走到另一家，说呢，陷阱，或者说给我那个吃的。
But they say if you go to a Democrat's house in the United States, they won't give you candy.
所以他们说呢，你如果去那个，就是说是民主党人的那个房子去呢，他不会给你糖。
They will go to your bag of candy and they'll take half the candy out of your bag.
他们会呢，就是把你那个收集糖的那个包、那个袋子呢，把手伸进去，把你一半的糖给拿走。
And then they will give it away to the other children who are too lazy to go door to door.
然后呢，他们把这个收集来的糖呢，给那些太懒的那些孩子，他们甚至都不愿意挨家挨户去收集。
And so, from every perspective, the nations are crumbling, going down and down. They are sick.
所以呢，从很多方面来讲呢，这个国家呢，它一天又一天的堕落，国家生病了。
God says, I want to heal your land from an economic point of view, from a health point of view, especially from a spiritual point of view.
神说呢，我要治愈你们这片土地，就这片土地呢，其实从那个经济的方面，从你健康的方面，特别是在灵里，在属灵的方面，要治愈你们。
So what does our verse say? Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Turn to it in your Bible. Underline it in your Bible.
就是圣经里是怎么说的呢？历代志下的第7章第14节怎么说的呢？把你的圣经翻开，翻到那里，在这一节经文下画个重点。
Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14.
历代志下7章14节。
What is the solution
那么
to the great problems in the country?
所以呢，解决方案的，就是最大的解决方案，对你大问题的解决方案是什么呢？
It is God's people are to humble themselves and pray.
所以神的子民呢，他要谦卑自己，祷告。
Who are God's people in the country?
所以在国家里，谁是神的子民？
Oh, there are people like you and me, aren't they? Who go to the churches, who love the Lord Jesus.
就像你我这样的人，是不是呢？我们去教会，爱主耶稣。
Where would the healing of the land of Canada start? Where should it start?
所以呢，医治加拿大的这片地要从哪里开始去医治呢？
Well, it should start with people like you and me.
应该在你我这样的人身上开始。
We are people, God's people, we're called by his name.
因为我们是神的子民，我们被呼召出来是印证他的名。
How do we start? We start by praying, but we also start by telling people in the world we are praying. We let them know that we are called by God's name to pray.
这个里面我们要怎么做呢？我们就是首先要祷告，祷告，然后我们去到世界里，是在世界里给他们传福音。我们被呼召出来，就是说是奉神的名去为他们祷告传福音。
Why don't people pray enough?
为什么人们不去做足够的祷告呢？
They're not humble.
他们不谦卑。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, what starts? Humility leads to prayer.
如果这些称为我名下的子民呢，他们谦卑自己，谦卑自己会导致什么呢？导致他们去祷告。
So prayerlessness is an admission of pride.
所以呢，就是不祷告的人呢，是因为他的骄傲。
Okay, I don't need to pray. I'm good enough. Da di da. I don't need to pray.
我不用祷告，大滴大滴大，我会没事的。
God's people have got to humble themselves, and then they've got to pray.
因为神的子民呢，首先要谦卑自己，然后也要去祷告。I
marvel, prayer meetings are not always that well attended.
因为我感到奇怪的是呢，我们的祷告会呢，并没有那么多人参加了。Have
you ever gone to a prayer meeting, and there was nobody there but you?
你有没有参加一个祷告会呢？你去了以后呢，除了你以外，没有任何其他的人呢？
What would you do if you were the only one at prayer meeting?
如果你是那个祷告会上唯一的一个人，你会做什么？
You'd pray.
你祷告。
I was late going to a prayer meeting once.
有一次呢，我去参加祷告会，我迟到了。
I walked into the room and there was one man in the prayer meeting, just one man when I walked in.
我走进那个房间的时候呢，只有一个人，仅仅一个人在那里。
What do you think he was doing?
你知道他在干什么？
He was praying.
他在祷告。
He was praying out loud.
他大声祷告。
I walked in, he was running down, and I said, what's he doing? He's praying.
当我走进去的时候，他在啦啦啦啦。我说他在干嘛？他在祷告。
He said, this is a prayer meeting time. We should be praying.
这是祷告会的时间，我们应该祷告。
It was just that happened many years ago.
这个不仅仅只是说是很多年前发生这样的事。
Two or three years ago, I met two of his grandchildren.
所以呢，就是说是两三年前呢，我遇见了那个人的两三个孙子。
What do you think I thought after I met two of his grandchildren?
因为我碰到他的孙子辈的孩子的时候发生什么？
I said, those are nice kids. They were teenagers. They were delightful.
我说这些人呢都是好孩子，他们是青少年，他们非常的喜悦。
I said to myself, I wonder if Grandpa's prayers had anything to do with that.
我就说呢，我觉得，我想啊，他的爷爷对他们的祷告是不是起了一些作用呢？
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
所以，如果这称为我名下的子民，若谦卑自己祷告，
What would you pray?
你祷告什么？
You would pray, Lord, I want to seek your face.
你会祷告说，主啊，我要见你的面。
Okay, we want to see the face of God. See the face of God working. See the face of God in our own relationship.
所以我们要寻求神的面。 在我们工作的时候要寻求神的面呢，在我们自己和神的关系之间也要寻求神的面。And
what's next?
下一步是什么？
Turn from their wicked ways.
转离他们的恶行。If
you wanted to see the face of God, what would you do?
如果你要想见神，寻求神的面，你应该怎么做？
Well, you'd turn from your wicked ways, wouldn't you?
你转离你自己的恶行，是不是呢？
You walk into a room, and there's somebody standing here.
你走进一个房间，有人站在那里。His
face is here.
他的面在这里。You
want to see his face. You're here. You want to see his face. What would you do?
你在这里，你想见他的面，你怎么说？怎么做？
You go around here and see his face.
你从这绕过去，见他的面。
Why is his face turned away from us?
那为什么他的脸呢，转离了我们呢？
Because of our wicked ways, God says He will not look on evil.
因为我们的恶行，神说呢，他连那个邪恶看都不看。
So there's a delightful logic here.
这里一个令人喜悦的逻辑在这里。
The people of God humble themselves.
神的子民谦卑自己。
Then they pray.
然后他们就会祷告。
Then they seek His face.
然后他们就寻求神的面。
Then they turn from their evil ways.
然后呢，他们就会转离他们的恶行。
What does God do?
那么神会做什么？
Three things He does.
他会做三件事情。
He hears.
他治愈。
He forgives their sin.
赦免他们的罪。
And heals their land.
医治他们的地。
Do you think there's any people in the world who would like God to heal their land, but they don't want to turn from their sin?
你认为那世界上有没有那样的人呢？他们想要神治愈他们的土地，却不想转离他们的恶行呢？
Is there any way for God to heal the land without people having their sins forgiven?
有没有任何方式呢？就是那些人呢，他们呢不转离他们的罪，神去治愈他们的地呢？
What do you have to do to get your sins forgiven?
你要所做的事情呢，就是你罪首先得赦免。
Well, you humble yourselves and pray, and you seek His face, and you turn from your wicked ways.
因为你就是说谦卑自己祷告，然后寻求他的面，然后转离你自己的恶行。
He'll hear from heaven. He'll forgive the sin. He'll heal their land.
他会呢从天上垂听，然后赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
The great problem.In Canada today, is that people don't want their sins forgiven.
现在我们加拿大当今最大的问题是呢，就是人们呢，他们不想他们的罪得赦免。
They love their sin.
他们爱他们的罪。
They will redefine sin to make it sound good rather than bad.
他们呢，把那个罪呢，重新定义为一些就是好的方面，而不是坏的。
God says no.
神说不。
If you want me to heal your land, the first thing that's got to happen is your sins have got to be forgiven.
也就是说，如果你想要我治愈你们的地，那首先呢，第一件事情，你的罪必须得赦免。
All right. Well, that's our short story this morning. Time goes awfully quickly between 11:30 and 12, I found.
就是我们今天上午的一个简短的故事，我发现呢，就是说是在十一点半到十二点之间呢，时间过得飞快。
We're going to pray.
我们会祷告。
But just before we do, I'm going to make one announcement.
在我们做事之前呢，我要发一个通知。
And that is that Adele has been looking for a job.
对啊，这样呢，她在找工作。
And she got a job offer.
他呢，就是有一个提供了他一份工作。
One hour ago.
一个小时之前。
Okay. And she hasn't even had a chance to understand it yet, let alone know what to do.
他甚至呢都没有时间去理解到底这个事情是怎么发生的。
So we're going to pray that she will know how to respond to this job offer, whether she should take it or not.
We're going to
pray with her because she doesn't know what to do with it. She doesn't even know what it is yet.
这里面就是我们要为她祷告，也要和她一起祷告，就是到底她应不应该的，就是接受这份工作，或者说接受他们供应的这个机会。那么说呢，她现在呢，甚至自己都不知道该怎么做。
So we're going to pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you.That you care enough about us to want to heal our land.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，您足够的关心我们，想要治愈我们的地。
And you've told us that if you're going to heal our land, that we should start by praying.
主啊，您告诉我们，如果我们要您要治愈我们的地呢，我们必须首先呢就是转离我们的恶行。
And so, Lord, with our heads bowed, we follow you and we say, Lord, we would like you to heal Canada.
其实啊，我们低下头，就是说呢，我们想要您呢，就是治愈加拿大。
And so, Lord, each of us would say, I want to humble myself and pray.
其实啊，我们每一个愿我们每一个人说呢，我要谦卑自己祷告。
And I want to seek your face and turn from any wicked ways that I may have.
因为我要寻求您的面呢，转离任何呢，我可能有的恶行。
And Lord, we pray that you will heal from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land.
主啊，我们就祷告呢，您就会从天上垂听，垂听以后呢，就是说是医治我们的土地。
And Lord, you care about that. We believe you also care about what job Adele should have.
所以主啊，您呢就足够的关心这个，所以您知道呢，阿黛尔应该找什么样的工作。
And so Lord, each of us would pray that you will give wisdom to Adele and you'll come in and heal her land.
所以主啊，我们也在祷告呢，就是说呢，我们每个人都为他祷告，您会呢进入阿黛尔的人生呢，就是也治愈他的土地。So
we pray that you will bless Adele and that you will move in her heart in such a way that you forgive her sin and acknowledge, let her acknowledge you as Lord. And Lord, may you tell her what she should do and how to respond to this offer.
所以主啊，就是说是求您呢赐福给阿黛尔，阿黛尔呢就是说愿他呢，就是说是愿他的罪呢得赦免，他呢承认主啊为他的救主，然后呢就是说是他知道怎该怎么做关于这个工作的问题。So
Lord, our prayer is that you will bless Adele and that you will bless each of us and that you will bless our land, even our country, Canada.
主要就是说，要我们祈求您的会，赐福给阿黛尔，赐福给我们在座的每一个人，赐福给整个加拿大，治愈加拿大的土地。And
we give thanks now for your kindness and pray in Jesus' name.
我们对您的慈爱呢，献上感恩，并且赞美您。我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.